Welcome back to All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook. There's been a deluge of early voting this year. In Colorado, for example, more than half of all registered voters have already cast their ballots. And the wave of interest washes far beyond U.S. shores. Take the military. Voting experts think American troops will send in a huge number of absentee ballots. The mechanics of military voting are far better than they used to be. But as NPR's Libby Lewis reports, better doesn't always cut it for the hundreds of thousands of troops in Iraq, Afghanistan, and around the world.
Teresa Purcell got a call from her husband 9 days before Election Day. He said,
"You're not going to believe this. We're not going to be allowed to vote for President of the United States because we're not getting the ballots."
Robert Purcell was calling from Afghanistan, where he's serving with the New York National Guard. He told her his troops did get ballots to vote, but they were the wrong ones.
He said, "They gave us the ballots for the local Puerto Rico elections."
It's not clear what happened or whether the snafu can be fixed in time for his 13 troops to meet New York's deadline. But his phone call, coming from a true battleground on the eve of the U.S. election, illustrates the many glitches in military voting. The fate of a ballot can be tricky, with thousands of local election officials interpreting their state's laws. And in the 21st century, military voting still relies largely on little pieces of paper flying back and forth between two postal services, civilian and military.
The absentee balloting system, the absentee voting system, was built around the idea that we're going to be sending ballots around the corner, not around the world.
Bob Carey is a senior fellow at the National Defense Committee. It protects voting rights for people in the military. He's also on the board of directors of the Overseas Vote Foundation. That's a nonpartisan group that uses technology to make military voting easier. Some states have also made it easier to vote from overseas using email or fax. The military has made strides, too. Les Melnick's a spokesman for the Pentagon. He says they've given ballots top mail priority. For the first time, the military postal service is giving troops a barcode to track their ballots once they reach the states.
We are doing everything we can to expedite delivery of ballots and return of ballots.
Some soldiers are still waiting, but most people have gotten their ballots.
Deborah Gatrell is based in Kuwait and Iraq with the Utah National Guard. She's also one of the military's voting assistance officers. She calls the system frustrating, but mostly workable. In a follow-up email, Gatrell said the biggest voting risk is for the thousands of troops on the move in Iraq and Afghanistan during election season. If they didn't get their regular ballot before they moved, and they didn't file a federal write-in absentee ballot, they can't vote. For now, Bob Carey's group is focused on getting military votes that do get cast to be counted. He says a lot of local officials aren't used to seeing federal write-in absentee ballots.
And so we're really concerned they're not going to understand how the military, will be sending these in, and they may very well reject them unwarrantedly.
This week, Carey met with a group of lawyers and volunteers who will monitor military absentee votes in the swing states of Ohio, Pennsylvania, Florida, and Virginia. They hope to convince election officials not to reject any military ballots. Teresa Purcell says she just wants her husband and his troops to be able to cast a ballot.
I mean, honestly, I feel it should not be this difficult. I mean, we live in the 21st century, and men serving our country should be permitted the right to vote and given the proper means to do so. They're out there defending our right that we're exercising Tuesday. And instead, I feel like we're allowing them to feel disenfranchised from the country that they love and that they're fighting for.
She says it just doesn't make sense. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.
If you have problems at the ballot box on Tuesday, broken machines or long waits, let us know. You can contact us by text message, voicemail, Twitter, or even a special iPhone application. To learn more, go to npr.org/vote report.